So, Dad, I'm sure you've heard by now that he's getting out of prison this week. Can you believe he only ended up serving 6 years after what he did to me? After everything he made me do? Mom stayed with him this whole time, and I'm pretty sure she remained faithful, too. You must really despise her for that, How could she stay with someone who abused her daughter? Not to mention through a 6-year prison stint. I mean, you were disgusted enough with her when she left you for a black man, but then to find out that the same man was abusing your 17-year-old daughter? That must have been devastating. You were probably so relieved when you showed Mom and the world what a sicko that guy was. It must have been satisfying to watch Mom have to see the man she left you for put behind bars. And yet, she didn't come back for you after all you did to expose him and keep your little girl safe. I guess the lawyer probably also informed you that the restraining order you filed on my behalf isn't going to help. With Mom as my legal guardian, she has the final say on matters concerning my well-being, and apparently, she has deemed it appropriate to move him back into our home the day he gets out. Afraid? Oh, Daddy. Daddy, 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 I think you misunderstand. I'm happy that he's finally getting out. Do you think I want my stepdad locked up in that scary prison forever? I'm excited that he's moving in and I'll get to see him regularly. I mean, he was around for a good chunk of my childhood and we only went to visit once every few months, and I had to spend the majority of each visit in the waiting room while he and my mom had alone time. I guess even though he did all those terrible things to me, I still developed a daughterly attachment to him. Dad, I know you want to protect me, but you really don't need to get involved. You really don't get it, do you? Do you understand what you took away from me when you locked him up? A father figure? No, of course not. I have you for that. Well, I mean, yeah, Mom was significantly less cheerful with him in prison, but you know that's not what I mean. Are you going to keep playing dumb? You're going to make me say it, Daddy? I know you saw the videos he made of me and him that you used to get him convicted. You know what he can do to a woman, or technically a girl, like I was at the time. You know what he has. You know why Mom left you for him, that special thing I've been aching for since he went away. I mean, my desires have only increased since he's been gone. You know the reason I can't wait for my stepdad to come home. Don't pretend you haven't watched every minute of the video evidence of what he did to your princess, Daddy. Even after you submitted the footage to the police, after the guilty verdict, after he was away for weeks, months, years, you still had a copy of every one of those videos on your computer. And of course, they somehow managed to find their way to your next computer and then your new laptop when you changed. Tell me, Dad. How many times have you jerked that little penis to him abusing your little girl with that enormous black dick? Don't you feel bad? Don't you feel guilty? Don't you feel ashamed of yourself? Even you can't resist the pull of his godlike cock, can you, Daddy? I guess I'd be a bit of a hypocrite if I judged you too harshly, though. I'm surprised you never realized I found those videos on your computer and have been watching them probably as much as you have ever since. But you don't know what it's like to experience heaven and then have it taken from you. That's why I'm going to do everything I can to stop you from butting in this time. You really have no clue how much this has affected me, do you? Do you know the things I've done just to try to feel half as good as I felt when I had my special time with him? I've probably fucked more boys than any girl in my school, including the seniors. Every one of them have no idea what they were doing with the girl. They didn't know how to make me feel sexy. They didn't know how to use me. They didn't know how to degrade me. Not to mention their dicks were like a joke compared to his. I've even fucked every male teacher or staff member who wasn't gay or too pussy to make a pass at me. None of them are even half as big as him. Although at least one or two of them knew how to use the little teen whore when she offers herself. Oh, Daddy. You didn't realize that even the teachers know your little honor roll girl is an easy lay? Honestly, it was way easier to balance being a whore and keeping my grades up when one blowjob can get you an A for the whole year. Speaking of blowjobs, you're going to have to tell Sam why I'm not going to be able to work part-time as his secretary anymore. Oh, that's right. You thought that was a legitimate after-school job. No. No, Daddy. Your best friend and business partner has been giving me a paycheck to be his in-office cum dump since I started. You never thought it was a little unfair that you had to do all the work out in the field, troubleshooting networks and setting up systems for companies while Sam and I did nothing but the paperwork? You've really been getting the short end of the stick, considering he must have been only working about 2 days out of the week since he was busy fucking me. The other days. I'm surprised you trusted him enough to leave him alone with me. So often, when you take into account what happened to me the last time I was left alone with a big, strong man. Really, it was a mistake to take me with you to his summer cookouts. When Sam stepped out of the pool and his trunks hugged his legs, I could see the clear outline of the biggest dick I've seen since I was 17, and I was not going to pass it up. I guess I should come clean. The chlorine wasn't irritating my skin, and I didn't need help figuring out the shower, but it was the only way I could think to get him alone. I guess I lucked out that you have a thing for Sam's wife, because you were too busy groveling over her to notice I was showering for nearly an hour. By the way, you're wasting your time. Sam told me his wife's a size queen and would never fuck you. Yeah, I guess he knows about your little problem. And he made sure to let me know when I was obsessing over his big dick. Yeah, I was only 19 then. You probably had no idea that your best friend was such a fucking perv, right? I mean, with a wife like his, who needs some scrawny 19-year-old unless you're, well, into young pussy? You should have seen how much he got off to coming on my braces. He would cover every millimeter of metal in my little girl smile with his cum, Daddy. If only he knew you regularly masturbated to videos of another guy fucking the life out of me at 17, you two could have bonded over being sickos together. I can't believe you agreed when he suggested I start working part-time at the office. I mean, really? What is a dumb, uneducated 19-year-old going to contribute to an IT company? I mean, you really bought that it would give me an unrivaled advantage for my future career. Well, I guess it will be true if I end up being a whore. Anyway, since then we've fucked on every surface in that building. Oh, he especially loved fucking me on your desk while making me call him Daddy. There's probably so much of my drool and pussy juice and his cum set into the fabric of your chair. I guess it wouldn't hurt to tell you, since I won't be coming in anymore. You walked into Sam's office more than a few times while I was under his desk, quietly sucking his cock. Of course, he would tell you I was next door picking up coffee like a good minimum wage intern. You never seemed to notice when the coffee would end up getting delivered to his office by one of the baristas. I always had to wait to finish him off till the coffee was delivered by one of the girls next door. He made me be a little more conspicuous with them than I was with you. He liked to make a little more noise, sucking, and maybe stick my feet out of the front desk so the girl delivering the coffee would know something was up. I'm sure he wanted to, and probably did, fuck a few of those girls, too. I almost forgot Sam's favorite part. Usually when I suck Sam off, I swallow every drop, like a good little office slut. But on days when we'd ordered coffee from the shop next door, he'd always have me suck him dry and then spit his entire load into your coffee. So, if you ever thought the coffee from the shop next door tasted a little extra special, now you know why. I guess now that my stepdad is coming home, you'll have to go back to drinking it black. And Sam will have to find some other young girl to be his office slut. Don't get me wrong, Sam was a good 8 inches of nice hard dick, but my stepdaddy, he's in another league entirely. You spent plenty of time watching his massive black cock split your girl in half, Tell me, Daddy, what's your favorite video to come to? The one where he's standing and slams my body on his cock like a rag doll? Or maybe the one where I'm sucking his dick in a dark movie theater with strangers everywhere? Oh, people must have wondered what we were doing together. Oh, I know what it has to be. I bet you love the one where I'm rimming his ass while stroking his massive cock. It looks so big when it lays against his stomach. His cock was bigger than my whole entire arm. God, it's so hot when he finally comes and I crawl up his body and slurp up every drop of his delicious cum off those rock-hard abs of his. My personal favorite is the one where I'm laying across the couch and he's fucking my pussy so deep that you can see my stomach deform with every thrust. His cock doesn't even get all the way in and you can see it's still pushing my stomach out so far. Does it get your little dick hard hearing your little girl call another man daddy while she gets completely pulverized by an enormous black cock? Oh, fuck, I miss the feeling of being filled to the brim with dick, Daddy. I had to sit in that waiting room every visit, knowing my mom was just a few rooms away getting the best dick on the planet. The short moments I did get to see him, though, he would give me looks, touch me, whisper in my ear about he was gonna ravage my teen pussy the day he got out. Now that day is almost here, and I'm gonna make sure there's no way you can ruin it for me. Stepdaddy really was an idiot to keep all those videos of him doing the most unimaginable sex acts with me on an unsecured drive. I guess you can't expect him to have the dick of a horse, the body of a Greek god, the sex drive of a bull, and brains. Luckily, I'm here to guarantee those videos won't get into the wrong hands again. How am I going to do that? Well, because the first video we make is going to be of me and you sucking a big black cock. Your face appearing in a video with your own 20-something-year-old daughter sucking cock. Yeah, that'll be pretty damning evidence, Daddy. Oh, you'll do the video. Now that my real daddy is coming home, I don't need you anymore. The police will find out about the little video collection on your computer. They'll find the revealing pictures of me that I plant. And I'll tell them that you made me put my mouth on your little buoy. Who knows how long they'll put you away for. Believe me, they'll make you suck way more cock in prison. Just accept the deal. Be a big cock slut. Like your ex-wife and your precious little girl. Just for the one night, and then it will be all over and you can go back to jerking into videos of your ex-daughter getting her guts rearranged by a real man. Maybe if you're a good boy, I'll start sending you updates to add to your collection. Look on the bright side. Now you actually get to be in one of the videos of me getting violated. Once we service Daddy's massive black cock for a while, like a good little girl, and he covers my face in his cum, I'll even let you kiss me. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Trust me, you don't want to see the alternative. Great. All right, so then I'll just see you at Mom's Wednesday at 4. We'll be waiting for you. And Daddy, wear something cute.